want to take this time to say good morning, everybody. And we are, as we already alluded to, we are committed in choosing to make God smile. We always ask ourselves, how can I glorify God in this situation? Thank you for being here on this day. We just partook to remember God and all the things the great I Am did. John 8, verse 58. It was Jesus who said, I am. And He is. And we do commemorate who He is, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to thank you as the visiting preacher here today that you all are here to worship God in spirit and in truth. Now, it's been a while since I've been back to Cleveland, Ohio. When I left Florida, it was sunny. When I got here, I see snow. A little bit of a difference, okay? But that's okay. That's okay. I grew up not too far away from here in Coshocton, actually West Lafayette, Ohio. In fact, my parents, I have a brother and four sisters. They're still in Coshocton, that area. I was the vagabond. I was the one who spread his wings and took off, okay? But see, when you're a preacher, like Abraham, God leads, you follow. You follow Him wherever He leads. Now, I might have misconstrued, or if I did misconstrue something in the Bible class, hear me out very clearly, okay, you guys? Hear me. Because I said something that I shouldn't have said, but I want to tell you, I will see you from before you say, I'm sorry, okay? Proverbs 10, verse 19 says, you better be careful, very, very, very careful when you talk about, because when you talk about, you might say something. Now, whatever I said, if I did say something that offended someone, just come to me, okay? And we'll make it right, we'll look at that Bible, and we will not misconstrue what it said. But I want to make this clear. If you don't have elders, I am not saying that you are sinning. There's congregations that don't have elders, okay? There's still faithful men, there's faithful women. That doesn't mean that you're sinning. What I am saying is this, that we should never get complacent if we don't have elders, that we shouldn't keep on praying to have them one day. Okay? That's what I'm alluding to. So if I said something that we have faithful men that you're sinning or whatnot, not at all. I understand, ladies and gentlemen. I have worshiped and preached with congregations who have not had elders. I understand that. But all that time that we're striving to one day fulfill His will. But you can fulfill His will without too. That's why Paul went and the people, they went and they set things in orders. What we're trying to do is fulfill God's will. That's why we partook of the Lord's Supper. We're fulfilling His will. So I thank you all very much. So listen to that tape very carefully. And what we're trying to do is please God. Now, this morning, what we want to do, ladies and gentlemen, I need to get my little switcher. We want to talk about being ministers of God. When I talk about this, folks, I want you to see this very clearly here, okay? A relationship with God is the most, I want to say that again. The relationship with God is the most, is the most important relationship you can have. Embrace it every day. It doesn't get no higher than that. What we are striving to do is serve God. And for you to do that, ladies and gentlemen, there's only one way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, the Bible says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you fail the test. So I ask you, you've got to examine yourself, folks. I got to examine myself. You know how we do that? I'll show you how you do that. You reflect. You reflect on the scriptures. You reflect on your life. And you ask yourself, how am I doing today? This night, the day of April. How am I doing in pleasing my God? Because there's nothing else more important. We got to love God. We got to praise God. And we got to serve God. Folks, how are you doing in your ministry? How are you doing? This is for all of you.
This is for all of us. Are you closer to God this year, 2017? Remember the New Year's resolutions you made? You say, well, oh, preacher, I didn't make any New Year's resolutions. And the reason I didn't make them because I don't have to break them, you know? I made several and I've already went off some of them. But I get back on. We gotta keep on going, do we not? We gotta keep on getting up when we fall, do we not? And Satan is gonna hit us, he's gonna knock us down, because we understand 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4, he is the God of this world, the Bible says. Yeah, that's what it says. Of this world.
God in heaven is the God of the world, everywhere, the universe.
Ladies and gentlemen, when we see this, I wanna know how closer are you to Jesus Christ? Are you stronger in Jesus Christ? Are you sharing the gospel with people? Does that mean anything to us? Ladies and gentlemen, our text is in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Would you turn there with me, please? 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I really appreciated the Lord's Supper this morning. Excellent job. Excellent. I really appreciated the song service this morning. Excellent job. I really appreciated the scripture reading this morning. What an excellent job. And what about the prayer, ladies and gentlemen? Didn't that just uplift you this morning? I mean, I really got uplifted. I'll tell you what, I really appreciated the announcements this morning. Now, you know, you say, oh, what is he running for? Mayor in Cleveland? Not at all, ladies and gentlemen. I'm running away, all right? I don't want politics, all right? I want God. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not saying, listen, don't put more into it than what I'm saying. What I'm telling you, focus right now. Reflect. Didn't Jesus say, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things, it entereth in, it chokes the word, and you become unfruitful. I think he did in Mark 4 verse 19, but you can check me out there, okay? When we look at this, are you there? Are you at 2 Corinthians 6 verse 1 through 18? Follow, put life into this. Follow along. And if you can't see or if you can't hear me too well, just try to meditate, zoom in just for a very few minutes and then the rest of the day will be yours. We're in this wonderful verse. I hope you're with me. Listen to the Apostle Paul talking to a congregation that needed a lot of help. We then as workers together with him beg you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I secured thee. I help thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Given no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Underscore that. That the ministry be not blamed. It's very vital, isn't it? But in all things, approving ourselves as ministers of God. That's what I'm talking about. As ministers of God. In much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned. By the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness. On the right hand and on the left. Wow, Paul. He is pouring out his gut. This man has given his all. By honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceiver and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. Oh, you Corinthians! Now remember, he is imploding here. Is he not? He has given it his all. Do you hear him? Listen to the acoustics. Oh, you Columbus Street. Listen to what Paul is saying. Our mouth is open unto you. Our heart is enlarged. You are not straightening us, but you are straightening your own bowels. Now, for a recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be you also enlarged. Be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believed with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God, as God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be you separated, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. What a beautiful text. What a beautiful sentiments of Paul to a congregation that was in dismay. They were falling apart. And God said, Paul said, we got to get it together. Ladies and gentlemen. And the way that we get it together is by being ministers of God. To be successful in Christ, we must be workers with Him. That's what we read in 2 Corinthians 6:1, isn't it? We must be workers with Him. Friends, we need to be very grateful for the grace that God gives us. And we talked about it a little bit this morning, even for on the Lord's Supper and whatnot. The grace that God gives to us, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5. Folks, when we look at this, being ministers of God, you think about that. 4:9-17. Today is the day of salvation, Paul said. Today. Back there in the first century, back then, 2,000 years ago, he said today was the day of salvation. And I'm telling you right now, today is the day of salvation. Am I a mess? You see, what we are wanting in this gospel meeting is to praise God. But do you know how we praise God? By all of us having fellowship with one another. We call that fellowship koinonia, do we not? It means that we serve and we praise our God and we're not ashamed of it. We have a continuity, a camaraderie, and we have a fellowship that nothing can break it. Not Satan himself and not the gates of hell. We have a love so deepened for one another that we are going to penetrate the hearts of one another and lift one another to make it to heaven. That's grace, ladies and gentlemen. We don't deserve it, but He gave it. That's grace, ladies and gentlemen. Friends, God will deliver you if only you will turn to Him in His faith. That's the only way. Not by your standards. You got to turn to Him. You got to be ministers unto God. How hard do you work at keeping your ministry clean? How hard do you do that? Once a week, twice a week, once a month, 24/7? You know what? What about 2 Corinthians 6, verse 3? No blame. No blame is what we read. I'm going to do all I can to keep myself pure. I'm going to do all my can to keep myself without blemish. If we took our spiritualness that serious, we would be better candidates. But sometimes we do not. We get caught and we get comfortable in this zone that we live in. And we get caught down in the sunshine down in Florida. And that sunshine is comfortable and whatnot. And then sometimes it gets real comfortable. A little bit too comfortable, ladies and gentlemen. But God is still saying God. Back then and today. You know what God wants? God wants us to be comfortable in Him. What kind of blame do we have in the sight of God, ladies and gentlemen? I ask you, Christian, what are you suffering in the name of Jesus Christ? What is it? I know in this world we have sufferings. Don't tell me about sufferings, folks. I understand the sufferings this world has to offer. I've been there. You've been there. In fact, I understand what Jesus said. In this world you shall have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. John 16, verse 33. Tell me about your sufferings, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll tell you about what Paul went through. It doesn't touch it. It doesn't faze it. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, this man went through it all. Do you hear his prerequisites? I know we have pain. Tell me about your sufferings and tell me you went through what Jesus Christ went through. No, we have it. The degradation of the world laid on his body. Every sin of the world glued to him. Beatings, attacks. We haven't went through that yet. Yeah, maybe we will, but not yet. Folks, the righteousness of God is the righteousness that comes from God. It is God's way of making us a sinner right. That's what it is. Or just before Him. We cannot do this by ourselves. I can't do this by myself. So I can't say I can do all things in Jesus Christ by myself. It's all about me. I live because it's all about me. Not at all. God has to act to bring us into a right relationship with Himself. Ephesians 2 verse 8. We gotta let Him work in us. That was the whole gist of what Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, wasn't it? Wasn't that the summation of what He said? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which art in heaven. Isn't that what He said, ladies and gentlemen? We let Him work in us so people can see Jesus in us so they'll glorify God, the Father in heaven. That's what we're supposed to do. Folks, this is because of Christ, not because of you and me. When we look at this, ladies and gentlemen, when we look at this, we need to understand that we serve. That's why we're here, is it not? We serve. Thomas. Lord, remember what He said? I don't believe. Thomas. Oh, Thomas, let me see the holes in your hand. And what happened when He did? Let me touch you, Christ. Oh, I believe. I believe. Do you believe, folks? Because I'm here to tell you that believing is obeying. Believing is a work. You don't believe me? That's what the Gospel of John says in John 6 verse 29. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to believe. Do you believe? Can we say that we have a clean heart in the sight of God? 2 Corinthians 6 verse 11. As ministers of God, we do not hold nobody back from Him, do we? We're not trying to hold somebody back. We're trying to take someone to. That's what it's about, isn't it? I came this morning to praise God, not to keep somebody from my God. And if I offend somebody, I will tell somebody. I'm not ashamed. I'll stand in front of a congregation of one or 1,001 and tell them I'm sorry that I brought shame to my God. Would you be willing to do that? We are here to praise God, ladies and gentlemen. Therefore, there are a lot of things I do not know, but I can say I do know this. I do know this. As a Christian, we cannot hang out in the darkness of this world that the darkness of this world has to offer and think we'll become stronger in Christ. That's not going to happen. If you hang out and do things you shouldn't be doing, you're not being an influence to your brothers and sisters in Christ. You're being a hindrance. If you're doing things that God prohibits, you're not blessing the Christians with you. You are bringing them down. We need one another. Bad. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14 through 16. Light and darkness do not mix. We know this to be true. 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. When you look at 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, would you turn there with me please? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. And if any man obey not our word by this letter, epistle, note that man and have no company with him that he may be ashamed. Now let me, why do you do that? Why are you ostracizing? Why are you doing that? What's the whole gist of that? Look at verse 15. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish, but warn him as a brother. You know why you do that, ladies and gentlemen? Because you care for his or her soul. Do you not? Jesus would put it this way, for what is a man profited if you shall gain the whole world and lose your own soul? Or what will you give in exchange of your soul? Matthew 16 verse 26. What will you give for your soul? You know what Jesus is meaning there? There's nothing down here that's worth losing your soul over. Nothing. And you know, I see all my brothers and I see a lot of my sisters, they go off and they go striving after idols. But I want to tell you,
You know why? You know why the northern kingdom fell? You know why back in the Old Testament they fell? Because they were serving idols. They quit preaching the word. They quit leading people to repent. And I'll tell you what, the Assyrians came in and took them. Do you know why the southern kingdom fell? And the Babylonians came in and took them also because they quit serving their God. Let's go up and let's talk about the New Testament now. Do you know why the churches fell today? Because we quit serving our God. We're talking about being ministers of God, ladies and gentlemen. We must be separated from the cares of this world so that Christ can use us for His glory. Do we not? 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17. Touch not. You see, in Philippians chapter 2, oh, you know this very well. We gotta trust the Lord Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 2, notice what it says here, verse 14 through 19. Do all things without murmurings, disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless as the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labor in vain. No, this is not in vain, not at all. Yes, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do you joy and rejoice with me. You see, people say, how in the world can I rejoice? How can I have joy when things are going wrong with my body? How can I rejoice when I lost my job? How can I rejoice? Because, ladies and gentlemen, if you have Jesus, you haven't lost anything.
Because one day, what you'll be given will surpass everything you have down here on this earth. Do you believe? My final question I have for you. My final question. I'm not here to interrogate. I'm here to edify. My final question I have for you is the most important one of the day. In my text, in our text, we read in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 18, and I'm asking you right now, are you a son or daughter of the Lord? You tell me what's more important than that. I'll be back there standing at the door. You can tell me when you walk by. I'm not going to bite you. I know you're going to be running to get the Golden Corral or whatnot, or wherever, you know. But I'm not going to bite. Not at all. Not at all. What is more important? Do you believe in Jesus Christ? John 6 verse 29. Would you be willing to repent? That word means turn from your sins. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of your sins, that you may receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Would you be willing to do that? I want to turn. I want to change. I want to be baptized into Jesus Christ. Why? For the remission of my sins. They're not forgiven and then I'm baptized. You're baptized, then they're forgiven. Would you do what the Bible tells you? Would you want to become a minister? That word, by the way, if you want to look that up, what I'm talking about there, you know what means? It's a worker. Luke 17, 10 should say it all, okay? But anyway, would you want to become a minister, worker of God by confessing His great name? His great name, Matthew 10, 32. Would you be baptized for the remission of your sins? Mark 16, verse 16. By the way, that's what Jesus says. Repent, you know, repent and be baptized. Remember? He that believeth in the baptized shall be saved. If you believe not, you shall be condemned. Isn't that what Jesus said? Ladies and gentlemen, again I ask you, are you a son or daughter of Jesus Christ? You know, I don't know what Jesus Christ is going to look like. I don't know. No one knows. This picture is not to tell you what Jesus Christ looks like. It's to let you have a vivid imagination. But I will tell you this, one day you will know what He looks like. And one day you will bow. And I will bow. And I will confess His great name. You know, there's a saying that says, you must, you know, strap up those boot laces and whatnot. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to add to that. When you strap up those boot laces, I would ask you, just follow Jesus Christ. It's all about Him. Anybody here need Jesus Christ? Are you all most persuaded? Almost. Please come as we stand and sing.